Sales continues right here on the Sports Animal 1300.
Pauline Wheels continuing on here on the Sports Animal 1300. Welcome back in. Again, Sky Sox baseball tonight here on the Sports Animal 1300. Sky Sox wrapping up a four-game series with the Sacramento Rivercats. 7:40 for Sky Sox warm-up, then 8:05 first pitch. Sky Sox have lost the first three of the four-game series with Sacramento and have to win today to secure a winning road trip on a 12-game road trip where at one point they were 6-1 and they have lost five in a row since then.
Bad year against Sacramento altogether.
Yes.
Lost 10 of 11.
Sacramento's a ridiculous team.
True.
Billy Bean is more worried about stacking his AAA team than his Major League team. It doesn't make much sense. Anyways, we do continue to talk baseball. We're happy to welcome back on to Pauly and Wheels from PurpleRoad.com. That is Jeff Aberle. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Very good. Thank you for coming on the show again. Always like talking to you. Thank you. Are somebody who very much represents how the fans feel and so forth about things. And we're still talking about the Yubaldo Jimenez trade. And it seems like the more time that distances between the trade happening and the current time, more and more Rockies fans seem to be getting on board with the trade. How do you feel? Are you somebody that's against it, or are you starting to understand why it was done a little bit?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I believe that Dan O'Dowd was, you know, evaluating Yubaldo Jimenez as a guy who is at the top of the rotation, but he wasn't evaluating it as an ace based on his performance so far this year. As a result, he was looking for a package that, you know, could provide that sort of production going forward. And I think that, you know, I think that with Pomeranz and White, I think he did that. While I would have liked to have seen a major league quality bat involved in the deal, I'm not thrilled with McBride. I think that in terms of replenishing the pitching, I think that O'Dowd did a pretty good job here.
Did the pitching need to be replenished, though, that even without Yubaldo, when you've got a Nicasio, you've got a Chacin, you've got a Rogers, that sort of thing, was starting pitching really that big of a need for this organization?
Well, and, you know, I'm a little bit biased in this fact. I really love Yubaldo Jimenez. I think that the Rockies' pitching rotation was pretty good, but I think that in terms of depth, it's good that we have a couple extra options and that can turn out to be top of rotation starters like Pomeranz and White. I think we got a couple guys like Christian Friedrich, who's in Double A right now, who can eventually become, you know, major league quality good starters. But I think that we were lacking a little bit in pitching. I think our bigger need was hitting, however, and I think you'll agree with me on that.
Yeah.
I think our hitting has been decidedly subpar this year, so which is why I was really, really hoping if they were going to trade their best pitcher, that they would get a hitter back, and they really didn't. So in that sense, I am disappointed by the move.
Were you surprised / disappointed that no other moves were made beyond the Yubaldo trade?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought that the Rockies could get really good value for a player like Houston Street, who, I mean, pretty much every year at the deadline, their contending teams are looking for bullpen help, and I think that Street represented a good sort of potential upgrade for some contenders. In addition, a player like Ty Wigginton off the bench, who I think the Rockies would be better served playing some of their younger guys and letting a veteran like Wigginton play for more in a pennant race sort of situation. I'm really surprised that players like Street or Wigginton weren't, you know, talked about more or even moved. Yeah.
Jeff Aberle from Purple Row continuing to join us here on Pauly and Wheels. Appreciate having him aboard this afternoon. When this trade was made, Dan O'Dowd pretty much admitted that the scouting department and the player development department had missed on some guys. You mentioned Friedrich. He's not coming along as quickly as you would have liked for him to come along. Matzik, who was at one point at high A. He goes down to low A. The one other guy, double A, who's been dealing with injury so much, his name escapes me at this very moment. There's some guys that have been drafted early on that have not really performed the way you would have liked them to perform. As somebody who watches this team, when you see that your team's ace and somebody that has meant so much to the organization is getting traded away to kind of make up for some mistakes that have been made in the draft, do you want to see changes made or anything like that within the organization?
Well, you know, that's always just been a weakness, I think, in the light of Dan O'Dowd's and our scouting of, you know, developing the American-based, you know, pitching prospects, you know, through the draft. They've done an exceptional job of developing Latin American arms like Chacin, Nicasio. They've got a couple more in the pipeline that I could talk about. But I really have been a fan, you know, consistently of Dan O'Dowd. But, you know, definitely the fact that they needed to trade Jimenez for more pitching, it makes me sort of question, you know, the plan going forward, you know, in terms of how are we going to build this offense? How are we going to, you know, work on developing and drafting U.S.-based pitchers better?
And the pitcher that I couldn't remember his name, it came to me, Casey Weathers is the one that I was speaking
sure,
of, another
sure,
guy who yeah, hasn't really done everything, although he's actually pitching healthy this year, and that's a good thing, although not putting up the greatest numbers at AA Tulsa. So how does – when you look at – how excited are you about these guys? You know, the top two guys with Pomeranz and Weitz, there seems to be excitement. The other two guys were almost throw-ins, especially McBride, who's not even listed in the top 30, according to Baseball America. Are you able to get past the loss of Yubaldo Jimenez and again, be excited about what's going to be coming up through the system with these guys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe that Pomeranz and White immediately become our top two pitching prospects, you know, above – they've got a really high ceiling, especially Pomeranz. Pomeranz is the sort of guy who, he's a big lefty, throws, you know, pretty hard. He's got a bunch of good pitches. He's a guy that I could definitely see as being an ace, if everything breaks right for him. The good news about both Pomeranz and White is they're relatively close to major leagues. So that means that the risk involved is a little bit less. I wish that White hadn't had some of the DL concerns that he's had. He recently had a finger injury. But, you know, he's already started in the major leagues. So I can get excited about, you know, both of those guys. It's just, I do obviously miss Yubaldo, but hey, we got to move forward without him. And, you know, I wish them the best of luck, but, you know, I'm really, really am excited to see what Pomeranz and White can do for us. The third guy that you had mentioned was Joe Gardner. He's actually a sort of a guy who was ranking up pretty high in the Indians organization in terms of as a pitching prospect. He's a guy that profiles as a guy that'll do really well in Coors Field, given the fact that he's got a very good sinker. So he's a guy that we should also be looking at as sort of a fringe rotation contributor or a bullpen guy. So all in all, in terms of pitching, I'm pleased with the return, but I would have liked to see more hitting.
Okay, final question for you. We heard that maybe about a half hour before the trading deadline, Ian Stewart was almost shipped away to another National League team. I think a lot of Rockies fans, quite honestly, would like to see Ian Stewart get a fresh start somewhere else. So often during the offseason, especially around the winter meetings, guys get traded, deals get made, and you hear the words, you know, they were close at the trading deadline on this guy, didn't get it done, but they got it done then. Hearing that he almost got traded at the trading deadline, do you think it's a safe assumption that come the offseason, Ian Stewart is going to be dealt somewhere?
Well, you know, it depends on how much of his trade value they can rebuild. You know, I'd like to see them play him a little bit just to sort of see if he can regain his form. I think he's been okay after the All-Star break. I mean, obviously he was awful in the first half of the year, but I think that if he does play a little bit more and get some of his trade value back, absolutely that's more of a possibility. If he does just fall on his face, you know, he becomes more of a guy who we might just have to non-tender. We may just, you know, walk away from him for nothing. So if you can get something out of him, absolutely. He's a guy that, you know, I have high hopes for, or had high hopes for coming into the season. So ideally I'd like to, you know, have him rebound. But if that isn't possible, let's get something for him.
Hey, Jeff, great information as always. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Jeff Aberle, purpleroad.com. Make sure to check it out. They've got a number of writers there at purpleroad.com. And if you want good Rockies analysis, that is certainly a very good spot to get to. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of Paulie and Wheels here on the Sports Animal 1300.